USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three top defense officials from the Biden administration continue to testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee today about the United States' withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker asked Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about America's credibility following the Afghanistan withdrawal.
You testified that that was a great accomplishment, our withdrawal and our evacuation. What about our credibility?
As I engage my counterparts, I think our credibility remains solid.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, disagrees, claiming the nation's credibility is damaged. Consumer confidence hitting a seven-month low, the consumer confidence index falling nearly 6 points in September due to the spread of the coronavirus Delta variant. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Home prices keep soaring. The latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index shows a nearly 20% jump over July of last year. It's the fourth straight month the index has set a new high. Phoenix leading the list of 20 cities with a 32% jump in home prices. San Diego and Seattle rounding out the top three. All 20 cities measured by the index posted home price increases in July. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is talking about raising the nation's debt ceiling as Congress struggles to figure out exactly how to do that.
This is not about future spending. This is about to pay the bills that were incurred.
California Democrat admitting Congress is struggling on the issue and saying timing among these things is under consideration. Her comments were made after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sent a letter to Pelosi. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A former border state governor and cabinet member of the Trump administration is speaking out regarding the Biden administration's plan regarding the U.S.-Mexico border.
As the Biden administration's open border policy continues to flood America with illegal immigrants, it's easy to do when you ship the government-dependent masses all around the country. What if governors in America took the illegal immigrants, measuring in the millions, and dropped them off in Maryland neighborhoods where Washington, D.C. lawmakers live? Former Governor of Texas Rick Perry tells Fox News that message would change America's open border policy that is diluting the fabric of America.
This is a devastating wave that's hitting our southern border. This administration is lying about it. And I think it's really important that you and your network, others, tell the truth and hold Joe Biden accountable. Hold Mayorkas accountable. I mean, they're literally looking in the face of the American people and lying to them.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House COVID-19 claims the Pfizer vaccine booster program is off to a strong start. Former Facebook executive and COVID coordinator Jeff Zients saying vaccines offer added protection to eligible Americans, and another milestone will be reached soon with 200 million Americans having received at least one shot. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.